What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Chime in on the current climate, what it's like to be a cop in America, and we'll also give you the latest out of yesterday's hearings with James Comey on the Hill. Keep it here. Jesse, Jane, Duff, and I are loaded for bear as we've got three more hours ahead of us.
Okay. WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Here is the situation at this hour in Dallas, where last night snipers opened fire on police at the conclusion of a peaceful protest over police violence. Five officers are dead. That number includes four Dallas PD officers and one from the Dallas Area Rapid Transit Police. Six more officers were injured by gunfire. Police say three suspects are in custody. Another shooter, who police had a standoff with for about an hour, is now dead, authorities say.
Basically, we were hearing that the SWAT team was actually inside of one of the El Centro College buildings. And so at this point, we don't know if that happened in the garage where they initially said they believed there were two snipers shooting from a high vantage point and literally picking police officers off one by one in this terrible barrage of gunfire, or if the suspect was inside of the college building and somehow was apprehended or cornered there and killed.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. President Obama, meanwhile, spoke of the Dallas violence while attending a NATO summit in Poland.
We will learn more, undoubtedly, about their twisted motivations. But let's be clear, there's no possible justification for these kinds of attacks or any violence against law enforcement. The FBI is already in touch with the Dallas police, and anyone involved in these senseless murders will be held fully accountable.
There was also a large protest here in Washington yesterday, just hours before the protest in Dallas that ended with gunfire outside the White House yesterday. Hundreds of demonstrators showed up to express anger and frustration.
We're not asking for special treatment. Nobody's out here screaming for reparations. We're asking to not be slain in the street.
Now, meanwhile, D.C. police have released body cam video of an encounter they had with a man with a gun last month that resulted in police shooting and killing him.
Drop the gun! Get cover, get cover, get cover! Put it down! Put it down! Put the f***ing gun down! Come on, sir, just put it down, we'll talk!
It turned out, though, that 63-year-old Sherman Evans had only a BB gun on him. With another 90-degree day in store for us, Pepco is urging you to conserve energy and save a bit of money, too.
No doubt. You've been doing everything possible to stay cool during this heat wave. And Pepco says while it expects the power supply to be okay to meet the high demand, it's giving customers a bill credit of $1.25 for every kilowatt hour saved. For those who take part in the company's Energy Wise Rewards program, between 1 and 5 today, Pepco will cycle air conditioner compressors on and off, but they say it shouldn't result in more than a 3-degree change. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Recent ISIS-related attacks around the world have sparked a backlash against Muslims, which has now reached Montgomery County.
Mimi Hassanein emigrated to the U.S. from Egypt decades ago. The Muslim woman wears a head covering and has never felt unsafe in her community until recently.
He comes to me, you know, saying, hey, you lady from ISIS, get out of our country and leave us. And I was afraid.
Mimi stood up for herself and handed that man a business card. She works for the county, and she hopes to teach the greater community that being a Muslim is not a bad thing.
ISIS does not belong to us. We don't know anything about them. So my advice to our community is that be proud of you, of your religion. Be a good Muslim.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,896. The NASDAQ at 48,77. Sports. The Nationals blow the lead twice and lose to the Mets. The Orioles were idle. They host the Angels tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continue. Continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marv.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we're moving along now. I know it's slow, but better news on the inner loop of the Beltway. Leaving Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, the crash before the Georgetown Pike. Some activity remains on the left shoulder, but all the through lanes open. So seeing some quick clearing through that stretch the closer you get to the crash. So delays just north of 66. Around the Beltway, Maryland, good. That's off to a nice quiet start. 270, uneventful. DC 295 northbound, passing the Naval Research Lab, heavy. Southbound DC 295 as you push past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue with the heavy volume. Metro Rail, red line problems. They're single tracking between Shady Grove Road and Grosvenor, unscheduled track repairs, and they have a track problem outside of Bethesda where they're single tracking as well. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty hot weather today, 92 this afternoon. A few thunderstorms greeting us. It'll be scattered around. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 72 in Damascus, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Dallas is on edge this morning after violence last night that has left 5 police officers dead and 6 others wounded by gunfire. See the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I'm Larry O'Connor. Jesse Jane Duff, a retired gunnery sergeant of the Marine Corps, is sitting in this morning for Brian Wilson. It's okay to say you're a retired gunnery sergeant.
Yes, you could just say I'm a gunnery sergeant. I'm going to be a gunnery sergeant all the way till I get my feet.
But you're not
ground.
Wearing stripes today. You're not
today. I'm wearing flowers.
A lovely red dress. Yeah.
Yes.
Later this morning, we're going to be joined at 7:05 by Ami Hober. She is running for Congress in Maryland. She wants to comment on yesterday's hearings on the Hill with James Comey. At 7:35, Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, comment on the ongoing story out of Dallas, but also more pressing, actually, what's going on in Baltimore right now with the Freddie Gray trial. 8:05 brings us Rich Anderson. He's a Virginia delegate. We'll talk about that story we spoke of yesterday. Navy reservist who has been called up for duty overseas and is in danger of losing his seat on the school board. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to be checking in all morning long with Alan Skaya, who is in Dallas, Texas, as well as Rod Wheeler later on in the 8 o'clock hour. In fact, let's turn to Dallas right now. You just heard the latest update from Bill Thompson. And let's have a larger conversation here, if we may. President Obama, yesterday, when he landed in Warsaw, Poland, he gave remarks. And I believe it was about 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Eastern time. So this was well before the shootings that occurred in Dallas that we're covering for you now. And if you're just joining us, there was an ambush attack on Dallas police officers last night, right after a Black Lives Matter protest was breaking up. It was around 10 p.m. Eastern. As of now, 5 officers are killed, 6 wounded, some of them critically. We're keeping an eye on their status in a Baylor University hospital in downtown Dallas. There are 3 suspects in custody now, a 4th suspect who had a prolonged standoff with police in a parking garage adjacent to where these shootings took place has taken his own life. And that is the latest. We don't have a whole lot of information about those suspects, but I do want to turn this conversation to law enforcement, specifically if we have any police officers or spouses of police officers in our listening audience right now. I would love for you to call in and give us your reaction, because we really do have a great opportunity here to take a listen to the president's remarks last night prior to the shootings in Dallas, and then his remarks just 1 hour ago. Remarking on the situation in Dallas. First, here was the president yesterday. His remarks specifically addressed the shootings that occurred in Minneapolis-St. Paul, police-involved shootings of a black man in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and then also the Baton Rouge area that happened about a day before.
There's a big chunk of our fellow citizenry that feels as if, because of the color of their skin, they are not being treated the same, and that hurts. And that should trouble all of us.
Now, it's important to hear what the president just said. There's a big chunk, he says, of our population who feel they are not treated the same because of their color. They feel they are not treated the same. Now, that's not the same as saying that they are, in fact, not treated the same. Mm-hmm. They feel they're not treated the same. Well, okay, they may feel that way, but what can we do about that? Well, maybe we can educate them and show them, well, you may feel that way, but that doesn't mean that you are, in fact, treated differently.
Well, he did bring up very valid data that does show higher pullover rates among minority males.
And here is some of that data.
The African-American and Hispanic population, who make up only 30% of the general population, make up more than half of the incarcerated population.
And he went on with these statistics.
African-Americans are arrested at twice the rate of whites. African-American defendants are 75% more likely to be charged with offenses carrying mandatory minimums. They receive sentences that are almost 10% longer than comparable whites arrested for the same crime.
And then he did go on to praise law enforcement. Again, these are all of his remarks prior to the shootings in Dallas.
When people say black lives matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
All right, I'd love to get your reaction to that, what the president said yesterday, but also to give total and proper context. Here's what the president said this morning after the terror attacks in Dallas that claimed the lives of five police officers.
Even as yesterday I spoke about our need to be concerned as all Americans about racial disparities in our criminal justice system, I also said yesterday that our police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the vast majority of them do their job in outstanding fashion.
And he went on.
We need to be supportive of those officers who do their job each and every day, protecting us and protecting our communities. Today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices that they make for us.
Listen, Jesse, Jane Duff and I can react to the president's words, and I've got plenty to say about it. I know that you do, too. But frankly, I think law enforcement officials, members of the police department, and their spouses who have to live on a daily basis with the dangers that they face, I think that their reactions are, frankly, more valid at this point. So we would love to hear from you. 888-630-9625. Let's start with John in Rockville, who told Victoria that he is a police officer. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
I think a lot of this rhetoric is fueled by our administrators, who the first response out of their mouth when we do something is to call for the DOJ or to assume that we did something wrong instead of we did something right. For instance, the Michael Brown incident, we had police chief and a commander go to a candlelight vigil for Michael Brown in the city of Rockville before they even knew the outcome of the case. And that leads credence to people saying that the chiefs and our commanders are behind this Black Lives Matter move without knowing the full information. And it leads credence to them then associating with the police with doing evil and bad, et cetera, because our commanders are feeding into their rhetoric.
Yeah. And, well, is that for political purposes, or is it?
Of course it is.
Well, let me rephrase that, because when I say political purposes, it makes it sound like someone's trying to win an election.
No.
Is it more about, you know, just trying to you got to have the community have some level of compassion. You've got to have some sort of good relationships with the community. And when the community is feeling the way that they're feeling, you can't just be shouting them down. I mean, you've got to have some sort of outreach, but not at the officer's expense.
No, I agree, but not at the officer's expense. You don't go there and say we support what happened without knowing the cause. If Michael Brown, for instance, had been killed unjustifiably, then I would agree that, you know, they should go there and say, look, it doesn't happen in our community. We don't want this type of thing to happen in our community. But the facts are that it was not. And prior to knowing any of the information, we have people going out there going, we support you in what you're doing here, which is really protesting against the police.
Well, I'm looking even on Twitter, and I have to agree with you, because I'm looking at Hillary Clinton's page, and she has plenty of tweets on too many black men and women have been taken from us and Black Lives Matter, but she has never made a tweet that acknowledges many of the officers that have died. Now, mind you, this incident happened this morning, but that should have been one of the first tweets to go out this morning on her by her team or by herself.
And on a personal note, if you look at the uniform crime statistics, no one wants to look at, the percentage of crimes committed cause blacks to come in contact with the police are committed by African Americans.
Well,
and that's just a stat that's true. All you got to do is look at the FBI stats.
That's the thing, John. And John, I do appreciate your call, and thank you for being a first responder. Listen, I have no doubt the president's words are true. The people in the minority communities do feel like they are targeted. You know, it's a feeling, though. You can't argue a feeling. People feel that way, and there may be some valid reasons why they feel that way, but there also may be some valid reasons why police officers pay more attention and have more activity in the minority communities. These statistics aren't necessarily proof of racism. Let's talk about that for a moment, because stats are stats. They don't necessarily tell the whole story. Stay on the line. More police officers reacting to this situation in just a moment. Please, and more audio from the president and more Jesse Jane Duff. But first at 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting through town, DDOT working two separate problems. They tell me there's some debris in the 3rd Street Tunnel. I'm not sure what the debris is, but on the southbound side of the 3rd Street Tunnel before you get to the southeast-southwest freeway, you see some crews arriving to clear that out of the travel lanes. No problems on 295, just some of that volume starting to grow. Or we do have some troubles, Vauxhall Road commuters. If you normally take that, say, leaving Nebraska Avenue and heading in toward Georgetown, we have a closure right now, or at least DDOT tells me it looks like they're stopping traffic at Vauxhall Road and W Street because of a tree down. And there's only one lane each direction there on that windy stretch. So I would avoid until they give you the all clear, and I'll let you know. Metro Rail's Red Line continues to single track in one area. They have some track issues outside of the Bethesda station, so single tracking between Friendship Heights and Medical Center. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway near the Legion Bridge, that crash is gone. Now about clearing out the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun this morning. Scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon with a high of 92 degrees. Looking at a 60% chance of rain today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible overnight. Low 76 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy sky, stray shower, thunderstorm possible, high of 94. Sunday's looking really nice. No rain in the forecast. Highs in the mid-80s. Just a few clouds scattered. Pretty day on Sunday. Right now, 78 degrees at 6:18.
There are problems across our criminal justice system. There are biases, some conscious and unconscious, that have to be rooted out.
President Obama yesterday speaking about, again, in reaction to the shootings, officer-involved shootings in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I got to say, though, as you lay out all of these statistics, you know, African-Americans and Latinos are 30% more likely than whites to be pulled over. And, you know, after being pulled over, African-Americans and Spanish are 3 times more likely to be searched. All of these statistics assume that for some reason a crime should be, like there's a problem with this, that crime should be policed and crime should be enforced exactly the same and exactly equally across all racial lines and across all socioeconomic lines in America. And that doesn't make logical sense to me.
No,
and I don't assume that crime statistics are going to be the same, you know, the exact same percentage of white people commit exactly the same number of crimes, because there's also some poverty issues there, aren't there?
There's also, yes, there's a lot of data that he's leaving out of the equation, which allows people to come to an erroneous conclusion. I mean, if anybody's ever listened to Sheriff Clark speak on Fox News, you will hear him adamantly discuss some of the problems that are going on in exactly what you said, some of the inner city communities. And not all African Americans live in inner city communities, but that's where the hotbeds of many of your white poverty, Latino poverty, and African American poverty does have a cesspool of problems. Not only that, what they're leaving out is the black on black crime. A lot of the genocide going on within the inner cities with the black African Americans, with African Americans, is destroying their own community, and many African Americans have been pleading for help on these very issues. They can't even defend themselves in Chicago.
And by the way, you're right. And by the way, back in the 90s, the African-American community and the Congressional Black Caucus were pleading for help on getting cops to be more forceful in the inner city. That's why we're seeing higher incarceration rates, because under President Bill Clinton, they did a crime bill that specifically focused on certain kinds of drugs and certain kinds of activity in urban areas, because back then, people in the inner cities were saying that cops weren't enforcing the law. They were just letting, you know, things go. So then they got tough on crime. It meant that there were mandatory sentences. And so now you've got this situation where they look at these statistics and they say, oh, well, obviously it's racism. No, they were focusing on very specific types of crimes that seem to be more likely in the inner city.
When you do data analysis, and anybody who's an analyst understands, you have to look at all the data. You can't come to conclusions based upon what you want to steer out in your message.
Jason and Manassas, you're next up on WMAL. We're asking for law enforcement officials, officers, or their spouses to call in and sort of give us their take on where things are right now for cops in America. Go, Jason.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good morning.
Pretty good on a tough morning.
Yeah, I had trouble sleeping last night. I'm actually on my way to work right now. And I don't want to take too much time off. I know there's a lot of people who want to say something about this, but in my 12 years of law enforcement, you know, I've never, ever seen it this bad with just the poisonous, dogmatic rhetoric that's coming out of some of these politicians' mouths. It almost gives us nothing to stand on. I mean, you wake up in the morning wanting to do your job. It's a calling. It's not a job. It's a calling. And it becomes increasingly more difficult because you have this mindset where you're afraid, you know, you're going to go in, you're going to get shot, or you're going to lose your job.
Yeah.
And you're just not able to do what you're supposed to do.
But Jason, can I ask you, though, I mean, if you see the video out of Minneapolis, or the video of the man who was shot while he was pinned down by two officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, those videos don't look kosher to most Americans who maybe don't have the same experience as a cop. When you look at those, do they look kosher to you? Because to me, it did look like there was something wrong.
Well, in this line of work, you got to take facts. Facts rule the day. You don't really want to believe anything you hear, and you want to believe only half of what you see. And this is the situation that we have with a lot of these videos. I mean, they look terrible. I won't lie, at first glance, but that's without the true fact of the matter of the incident. We don't know what exactly happened here, especially with the shooting in Minnesota. You only see a video after the fact.
After, yes.
And people make presumptions. It looks terrible. You see a dead person in the front seat, or someone that's dying, that's just been shot by a hysterical cop outside the car. And there's, I mean, it's easy to make an assumption of what happened without actually knowing what happened.
All right, Jason, thank you for that. We got to leave it there, but more of your reactions in a moment at 6:23.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the 5. Let's go to Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, better news on the Beltway, Virginia. The crash, Interloop northbound before you get to the American Legion Bridge. That accident cleared from the travel lanes. Delays before the toll road starting to ease a bit. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark, sluggish. And for 95 for our Friday morning travel, slowest stretch right now, briefly in Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. Problems in Northwest D.C., tree down, closing Foxhall Road, south of Nebraska Avenue. Foxhall Road closed at W Street. Each direction, it's only one lane each direction there, so I'll let you know as soon as they can get you through there. On the 3rd Street Tunnel, southbound as you come off of New York Avenue, heading in the tunnel, they were dealing with some debris. They're clearing out of the lanes. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
92 this afternoon, some scattered thunderstorms around, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 76. Tomorrow, 94, stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. A few clouds on Sunday with highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL. Let's go to Ryan in the district. We're asking police officers to react to everything from the president's remarks yesterday to the shootings in Dallas this morning. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I don't know. I think the president is probably the most successful president, what he set out to do in history. I mean, this is right out of the Solinsky handbook of dividing, conquering. And, you know, police officers are the last line of defense against tyranny. And, you know, if you go ahead and villainize them and turn everybody against them, you know, now you have police officers not wanting to go out and do their job because they're chastised for it. They're put on the public spotlight. I mean, the stats that he spews out of his mouth are, number one, not actually factual. Number two, it's pretty broad. It's open for interpretation. I don't know. I think this is done on purpose. It's not coincidental. And right now, I got to say, it's working. We're having a hard time hiring officers.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do the job, and it's a tough place to be. I mean, I saw the video too. Yeah, it looks bad at first sight, but come to find out, the guy did have a gun for the one in Louisiana. So, you know, It's real easy to play Monday morning quarterback when you're not there.
Yeah, and it would be best if everybody were circumspect, especially leaders and a leader like Barack Obama, who is in a unique position to actually speak to these issues. And Ryan, I would thank you again for being a police officer here in D.C. and to remind everyone that when President Obama had his first opportunity to speak on these matters back in his first year, he chose to go after the Cambridge police.
He said that they acted stupidly. Stupidly,
he said.
Yes, with the beer summit.
And it continues. We will continue covering this all morning long at 6:28.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick. Symantec Corporation has openings for various levels and types of information security analysts in Herndon, Virginia, to lead a team of service delivery managers who represent the voice of the customer into the Symantec MMS organization. Must be able to travel 10% of the time with short notice. To apply, please send your resume to jobads@symantec.com and reference title and job code 1648.1896. That's jobads@symantec.com and reference title and job code 1648.1896.
Coming up, Bill Thompson is going to join us in just 30 seconds with the latest out of Dallas and the horrific terror attack against police officers there. Then we are going to give you some highlights of yesterday's FBI James Comey hearings over FBI Director James Comey. Trey Gowdy had some fantastic questioning. We'll play that for you and more out of Dallas on a busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Owens Corning. It's being called the single deadliest day for law enforcement in the United States since the September 11th attacks. Snipers in Dallas last night opened fire on police at the conclusion of a peaceful demonstration.
We're learning from law enforcement sources that one suspect has been killed, has died here in that standoff. What we do not yet know, though, is if this is still an active scene. We have seen police officers for the first time leaving the area where we are. Several police officers leaving the area here on Main Street, but all of this is still a very, very huge scene. An investigation has to get underway, and they are telling people not to come down here for work, even though this is downtown Dallas. All of this happening because of a horrific shooting that went on for hours.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner, President Obama's offering words of support for police in Dallas and elsewhere, just half a day after making remarks about the victims of police violence.
Now the focus is on the police officers, talking about the threats, the risks on both sides. And the president spoke about the anger and frustration and grief that Americans are feeling right now. He said those are feelings that are shared by himself and the First Lady.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. Here in Washington, there was also a peaceful demonstration yesterday against police violence. Hundreds gathered near the White House listening to speakers express their anger and frustration.
Nobody even knows that you're alive. Nobody cares about you. And I know it because I'm from a place like that.
Also yesterday, D.C. police released body cam video of a police confrontation a couple of weeks ago with a man who reportedly had a gun.
Please drop the gun, sir.
Please drop it, sir.
I have the gun, sir.
Don't raise it. Don't raise it.
He raises it. He's got it.
The encounter resulted in the death of 63-year-old Sherman Evans. It turned out the weapon he had was a BB gun. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,896. The Nasdaq at 48,77. Sports, the Nats blow the lead twice and lose to the Mets. The Orioles have the night off. They open a series with the Angels tonight. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially volatile times like these. But there can be costs to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Nancy Popovich, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients, and we'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Nancy Osman Popovich and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Nancy, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Greenbelt or Thursday in Springfield. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, the accident activity in Manassas. Eastbound before you get into Centerville. Watch for the arrival additional emergency units to the scene. Again, 66 on the eastbound side, Manassas. For 95 in Aquia, slowing Dale City to Woodbridge. So it's actually looking like a normal volume commute here starting to form. 395 through Landmark. Better on the Beltway. Interloop north of the toll road before the Legion Bridge. That crash is cleared. Northwest DC right now not an option is Foxhall Road. That is closed each direction at W Street. It's only one lane each direction there. So if you normally take Foxhall Road, say off in Nebraska, you might want to try New Mexico Avenue toward your destination. Or if you are on Foxhall, you're diverted onto W Street. You can take that to MacArthur Boulevard, your destination. A couple options for you there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Gainesville, 77 in Waldorf, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, Jesse Jane Duff. Gunnery Sergeant Marine Corps is sitting in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Jesse Jane.
Thank you.
We continue to cover the events out of Dallas, and to that end, We're going to speak with our man on the ground there, Alan Skaya. He's a reporter in Dallas. He'll be here with 7:15. Right before we speak with him at 7:15, we're going to speak with Ami Hober, who's running for Congress in Maryland. Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, will join us at 7:35. And looking into the 8 o'clock hour, Rod Wheeler, D.C. homicide detective, retired, will join us as well. So plenty going on here as this story develops out of Dallas, Texas. Once again, I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Jesse Jane Duff, who really needs to stop dancing.
I love dancing.
Yes, and we love it when you dance. All right, listen, let's turn our focus a little bit to yesterday's events on Capitol Hill. Now, we had FBI Director James Comey, who was brought before the House Oversight Committee yesterday. And I want to focus on some of what Trey Gowdy had to say. You saw his questioning, I'm sure.
Yes.
Jesse Jane. He, of course, a former prosecutor out of South Carolina. And really what the Republicans were trying to get to here was, given all of the evidence that James Comey laid out for us yesterday, how could you possibly have reached the conclusion that there was no there, that there were no criminal wrongdoings on behalf of Hillary Clinton or other people on the State Department staff? And listen to this aspect, because a whole lot of it hinged on the idea that Director Comey said that this was all about intent. If Hillary Clinton, if they had evidence that she intended to keep classified material in an unsecure environment, then they would have had a case, but they couldn't make that case. Well, listen to this. Trey Gowdy going after the idea of whether there was intent.
Secretary Clinton said there was nothing marked classified on her emails either sent or received. Was that true?
That's not true. There were a small number of portion markings on, I think, three of the documents.
Secretary Clinton said, I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email. There is no classified material. Was that true?
Now, there was classified material emailed.
Secretary Clinton said she used just one device. Was that true?
She used multiple devices during the 4 years of her term as Secretary of State.
Secretary Clinton said all work-related emails were returned to the State Department. Was that true?
No, we found work-related emails, thousands, that were not returned.
So you hear what he's getting at. He's laying out all of these, you know, all of these untruths, these false statements that Hillary Clinton made. Now, make no mistake, these are not false statements made to the FBI that we know of.
But to the American public.
Right. And by the way, it should be noted, Hillary Clinton was never put under oath when when speaking to the FBI during that 3.5 hour session. Not that you have to be under oath. If you make a false statement to the FBI,
you're
in trouble.
You're still in trouble.
All right. Doesn't matter whether you're under oath or not. Director Comey was not present at the 3.5 hour interview of Hillary Clinton. And get this, there's no transcript. There's no record.
No videotape?
No transcript of the interview, no videotape of the interview of Hillary Clinton. So anything that Director Comey believes to have occurred during this interview with Hillary Clinton, he only knows it from what his agents told him and the notes that they took. We, the American people, will never see the exact questions and answers that Hillary Clinton gave to the FBI during that 3.5 hour meeting. I have a problem with that. But let's get back to this for a moment. Right there, Trey Gowdy lays out very specifically false statements that Hillary Clinton made in light of this over the last year and a half of scrutiny over the email. And then there's this exchange.
False exculpatory statements, they are used for what?
Well, either for a substantive prosecution or for evidence of intent in a criminal prosecution.
Exactly. Intent and consciousness of guilt, right? Is that right?
Right.
Consciousness of guilt and intent.
In other words.
So he pointed out she did intend and she was guilty because she was aware of it because she lied about it.
Any prosecutor worth their salt. Listen.
Yes.
And Gowdy went on to say, you know, nobody ever says to the police, hey, everybody, I intended to break the law.
Exactly.
Who says that? Especially if you're a slippery politician. So instead, what you do is you take circumstantial evidence to prove intent. And one of the best circumstantial evidence proving intent is when someone tries to cover up.
Exactly. And that was clear in all the statements she had made to the American people. Now, granted, no, she was not under oath, but the intent is obvious by the cover up. If she truly believed that she had done nothing wrong, she would have simply said, there were some items that were classified. However, I thought my server was secure or whatever the heck it was. But she basically tried to tell us nothing was classified.
More Trey Gowdy.
2 days ago, Director, you said a reasonable person in her position should have known a private email was no place to send and receive classified information. You're right. An average person does know not to do that. This is no average person. This is a former first lady a former United States Senator, and a former Secretary of State that the president now contends is the most competent, qualified person to be president since Jefferson.
Two quick updates on this, by the way. We learned later in the afternoon yesterday, quite late in the afternoon, that the State Department has now reopened their own internal investigation over this. They suspended their investigation because the FBI said, hold off, guys, let us finish our criminal investigation. It was a criminal investigation. Now the State Department has reopened this. Theoretically, the State Department now, with their review, there could be administrative repercussions. That means that the people involved in this, including Hillary Clinton, could have, they could be put on a no rehire list. They could be
at
given
a minimum. Comey had made it very clear that there were egregious errors within the State Department, and they have very sloppy record keeping. First of all, you shouldn't be destroying any of your emails. That's the first thing. And you cannot send classified.
That's right. So we'll see what those repercussions are as that investigation. But the only thing we know is that she won't be in an orange jumpsuit. It's 6:43.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ted Britt Automotive, the place to go to for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Let's talk about confidence for a moment. Confidence in the vehicle. I mean, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of those nagging things in the back of your head is, oh my gosh, what if I got problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle having to deal with repairs or costs or whatever? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They have this awesome program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt, every single one, comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you got confidence in the vehicle, right? You also have confidence in Ted Britt Automotive, the guys who are giving you the deal, because, well, listen to the deal. The Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on right now. That means the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. And, oh, by the way, Ted Britt has two Harley-Davidson locations, too. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from there. Visit one of Ted Britt's nine great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
6:45, now WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Northwest, the tree down on Foxhall Road closes Foxhall Road each direction at W Street. There's only one lane there in each direction. So what you need to know, if you come off of Nebraska Avenue and you normally take Foxhall, you might want to take New Mexico Avenue, or you're detoured onto W Street. You can take that over to MacArthur Boulevard, heading in toward Georgetown in that direction. Now, around the Beltway we go, Maryland topside through Silver Springs, slowing to the Wilson Bridge. You're backing up just before you get to 210. Not quite back to St. Barnabas Road, but almost there. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark, slowing. And the Virginia Beltway north of the toll road, the crash before the Legion Bridge. That had been cleared to the shoulder. 66 eastbound. We're bogged down through Manassas after Business 234. You should find all that activity from the crash now confined to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of hot days followed by a little bit cooler weather by Sunday. Some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon, 92. Tonight, a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 76. A stray shower storm tomorrow, 94. On Sunday, a few clouds around with highs only in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
We don't have a lot of cooperation to find those answers, but we will be continuing our interrogation of the people we have in custody. We just are not getting the cooperation we'd like to know that answer of why, the motivation, who they are, But our detectives are diligently interviewing and interrogating these people, and we'll find that out and share it with you as soon as we have it.
Police Chief David Brown in Dallas, Texas. That was around 4 a.m. Eastern, where he was giving his final press conference. They are due to give a press conference again sometime later this morning. Of course, we'll jump right in as soon as it begins. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall on WMAL as we cover this developing story out of Dallas, Texas. Let me give you an update on the latest. 11 police officers were shot last night following a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown Dallas, Texas. 5 officers are now pronounced dead, 6 wounded, several of them in critical condition. There are 3 suspects in custody. One suspect who had a protracted standoff with police in a parking garage where there was plenty of negotiations going on. That suspect is dead. It is unclear. That most reports suggest that he turned his weapon on himself. What kind of attack was this against police in Dallas? Chief David Brown addressed that in his press conference.
That's our assumption now. And working together with rifles, triangulated at elevated positions in different points in the downtown area, where the march ended up going, the route of the march. And so there had to be some speculation from us that there's some knowledge of the route where you'd be, because how would you know to post up there?
There was knowledge of the route. They were in a triangulated formation. They were picking off police officers from all sides. They were wearing body armor by many reports, and they had getaway vehicles. This was a planned, coordinated attack in Dallas, and we continue covering it for you here on WMAL.
In the U.S., someone dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to encourage you to make a choice today that can help prevent stroke from happening to you. Choose a virtual physical. If you want to know what's happening with your health before symptoms occur, the virtual physical body scan is what you need. A virtual physical body scan can detect plaque in your carotid arteries, which, if blocked, is a significant risk factor for a stroke. Blockage in the coronary arteries, which can lead to heart attacks, are also detected with a virtual physical body scan. And as we all know, early detection gives you a better chance for successful treatment. Don't wait until it's too late. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Call 301-984-9009 and schedule your appointment. Tell them you listen to WMAL and you'll get $150 off your full body scan. Call 301-984-9009. That's 301-984-9009 or online at virtualphysical.com.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the 2 major obstacles you'll face, the 6 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Time now for the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA. Here is Chuck Kamlick. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. And there's just one thing on Wall Street's mind today, and that's the June jobs report. 165,000 new jobs are expected. A huge bounce back from the surprisingly weak report in May that saw just 38,000 jobs. Crude oil prices down to $45.50 a barrel because traders are worried again about a possible oil glut. Shares of the Gap may rise today. Company sales rose because more customers spent more money at its old Navy stores. Shares of Juno Therapeutics will fall sharply. The FDA halted a trial of its experimental cancer drug after two leukemia patients died. Regulators will meet with Humana and Aetna today. There's concern if these two insurance companies get together as planned, patients would have fewer Medicare Advantage options. Health officials have also banned the founder of Theranos from operating a blood testing lab for 2 years. There are questions now about the accuracy of Theranos tests using just a few drops of blood. Theranos will also stop getting government money from Medicare and Medicaid. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry and McLean crews responding to the crash on Old Dominion Drive at Bellevue Road. Old Dominion Drive, that's located just if you're coming inbound before you get to Spring Hill Road. So do watch for the activity slowing in each direction. I'm starting to see some of that volume. If you use 193 Georgetown Pike, so far that's running without any problems or delays, pushing up through to the Beltway. Beltway slowing coming off of the toll road to push north toward the Georgetown Pike. The earlier crash, though, out of the travel lanes, and we're doing a little bit better there. 66 East in Manassas, the incident to the shoulder. 3rd Street Tunnel, DDOT tells me everything cleared, had some debris southbound in the tunnel, but travel lanes now open. And still closed in Northwest is Foxhall Road at W Street with down tree. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot one today with scattered showers, thunderstorms for the afternoon hours. We make it up to 92 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now we're looking at 78 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:56 on WMAL.
Great American moments have happened on the mall.
Ask not what your country can...
The Great American Debate continues.
Get a load of this.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall. WMAL.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order, plus free shipping.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
And so it begins, the unraveling of the protection of classified material. Lawyers are already contacting the Department of Justice asking for the David Petraeus plea agreement for mishandling classified material, and now they're asking for the Hillary Clinton treatment. Petraeus was given 2 years probation and a $100,000 fine. Clinton was given the wink and the nod. The case in point is a Marine major in the reserves. He sent an email to a fellow Marine as a warning about a corrupt Afghan police official who was raping children and engaged in drug dealing. He knew it was classified but thought that the status of the classification had changed. He wanted to warn a fellow Marine because of one of the possible dangers. Three of his Marines had been killed weeks earlier. It is clearly a violation to send an email that contains classified material on an unclassified system. He did that for sure. But so did Hillary. The unraveling has started. Lawyers are clamoring for the Hillary deal. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-865-3959, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-865-3959, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-865-3959. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. That's 800-865-3959. Call 800-865-3959 now.
Coming up from WMAL, we're going to give you a news update at the top of the hour here out of Dallas. We'll also be checking in with our reporter on the ground there to give you the latest. We'll also check in at 7:35 with Katie Fang, Fox News legal analyst, on what's happening in Dallas. Also, the other two police officer-related shootings, as well as the Baltimore.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.